Mental health advocates are calling for Canada to establish a three-digit crisis phone line. It's touted as an easier and faster way to connect people to counselors. But as Marina von Stackelberg tells us, it needs to be implemented soon to meet a growing demand.
When people are in crisis, seconds count.
Kathleen Finlay says she wishes there was an easy-to-remember phone number her family could have called.
I lost my father to suicide, and while it was a number of years ago now, you know, there's really no way to heal from that unless you can directly deal with what you have experienced.
For the last 3 years, Finlay's worked with other families to push for a three-digit crisis line in Canada, like calling 311 to reach your city or 911 for an ambulance. 988 would be a simple phone number. It would instantly connect someone struggling with suicidal thoughts directly to trained mental health counselors.
We've got a patchwork in Canada. Yes, we have the 1-800 number, but we also have in communities across the country crisis centers that have their own numbers.
Talk Suicide Canada does provide a bilingual 24/7 mental health support phone line that is 10 digits long. It's funded by the federal government, led by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health. But Finlay says Canada needs a simple number everyone knows.
If you can think about how you have reacted when you've been in a situation where maybe you've lost your keys and you can't remember where you put them, and you're sort of a little bit frazzled about it. Well, imagine being in a mental health crisis and trying to locate a number. 988 is a three-digit number, really easy to remember, really easy to dial.
As demand for mental health supports rise, Canada doesn't have a timeline for when the number might come into effect. In 2020, the House of Commons voted unanimously to establish the three-digit number. Canada's telecommunications regulator, the CRTC, has been doing consultations for the last year. It says creating the phone number is complex. It would require telecoms to modify their networks, even replace equipment. The Public Health Agency of Canada is also trying to get an idea of how much demand there will be for the hotline and plan for call volumes. Advocates think the phone line would also help redirect calls from emergency services. Instead of police showing up, a mental health worker could.
There's no need to have uniformed police officers marked police cars.
Cheryl Boswell is the executive director of Youth Mental Health Canada. She says the new phone line could change perceptions on mental health issues, from a crisis that needs criminal enforcement to one that needs health care.
Really changing our cultural attitudes about mental health crises as an act of violence or potential violence, people to be feared. That just further stigmatizes, discriminates against people with mental health disabilities. We need to do better. And this is an example of what we can do.
Kathleen Finlay wants the phone line to come into operation as quickly as possible.
It will come on board. It's a matter of time. The thing is that, lives can be saved quickly.
Health Canada says it expects a decision from the CRTC later this year. Marina von Stackelberg, CBC News, Ottawa.